Irvin Daf Chav Gimel was time full line to the bottom Chav Beis and Beis at the Mishnah. Let's remember on Yud Zayin and Beis by the Mishnah of Eisim Paslim Bereis and on Yud Ches Malaf where we actually brought down this Mishnah. We were referring to Paslim Bereis, which are the L-shaped corner posts that we made for Eilu Gam that they were able to give their behemoths to drink. And let's remember for us, we're the difference between Be'er and a Bara. Be'er is a well fed from an underground source and doesn't generally dry up. It stays fresh and is always going to be running water. A Bara, however, is a pit of rainwater and therefore it could dry up. And therefore, of course, it's better to have pasi for berais for a well because that's something that's not going to dry up, and the whole takana of pasi berais was for an active water source for your behemoths. And if there's a bar that's going to dry up, people might forget and actually come to carry over the air. So therefore, Rabbanan said that potentially a bar is less of a reason to be matter than a bear. In addition, there's a difference between a yachin and rabbim. A yachin is one person that's traveling there. We may have not given you the heter because maybe you'll forget, but by rabbim, even if it would be a situation where there would be no more water, mid they would remind each other, therefore not come to carry when it's Shabbos. So let's start the Mishnah. Echad bar rabim be'er rabim be'er yachad islam pasin. Avol bar yachad islam mechitza gavay yitvachim divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you let him make a pasi berais not only for be'er, not only for rabim, but you let him make it for be'er yachad and even for a bar rabim, because in all those cases, even if the bar will dry up, you still have rabim which would be itkri adadi. However, you can't make it for a bar yachad because over there you have two problems. First of all, it might dry up, and number two, since it's yachad, it would be no one reminding them. And there, you have to actually make a full mechitza gavaya tfachim to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva doesn't allow, in the case of a bar yachid, any of these L-shaped corner posts for the Eilu Gam, and there's no dinner pasi b'rais, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yudah ben Baba, ain't nice to pass an Eilu Be'er Rabbim Mavad. He's even more machmir. He says, you can't make passing except for a Be'er Rabbim. You need both L'mal Yusa. Rashi says, they're katarti L'mal Yusa. First of all, it's a Be'er, and therefore it won't dry up. And even if it does dry up, still mid kriyadadi, because it's a Rabbim, therefore they remind each other. Ula Sharon, for other areas, for example, a bar rabim or a bar yachid or a bar yachid, you can make a rope mechitza. You don't need a shasi of erev, which is actually a kula, but still a pasi brace wouldn't work, but a chagur would work. That's a Rashi says chakim shachavalim. Others taich of a chagur means exactly what Kiva said, that a mechitza of gavay yutvachim. We turn to Chav Gimel. Now we start with the Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah Mishmol, Allah Rabbi Yudah Bebav, Allah follows Rabbi Yudah Bebav. That we just said that the only time you have a din of pasi brace is only by a bar rabim. The only time we had a heta to make pasi berais is only by a be'er, again, a be'er of mayim chayim, of flowing water. Now, he doesn't say if it's a rabbim or a yachid, but because he said before, Allah Rabbi Yudah ben Baba, it seems that he's referring to a be'er rabbim. So the Gemara says, B'tzricha, you need both of these members of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, to tell us, first of all, that Allah is Rabbi Yudah ben Baba, and also to tell us, Lahutra pasi berais, El be'er mayim chayim obad, the Yashmi, Allah Rabbi Yudah ben Baba, if we'd only say Allah Rabbi Yudah ben Baba, have a meaning, we would think to rabbim, when he said Be'er Rabim Va'afilu Mechadasim, he didn't really mean only a Be'er Rabim. He just meant to say that not a Be'er Yachid, but of course, even Mechadasim, even if it would be a Bar Rabim, it would also be good. V'haydi Tani Be'er Rabim. Why did he say Be'er Rabim? Only Lafuke from Rabbi Kiva that said even Be'er Yachid. Kamash Mulan, the Lehutu Pasibrais, El Be'er Mayim Chayim. Shmuel's Din, the Lehutu Pasibrais, El Be'er Mayim Chayim. The Vav comes to tell us, Rabbi Yudah ben Baba only says Din, but again, Be'er Mayim, that only a Be'er Mayim and only for a Rabim. V'yash bin a Be'er Mayim Chayim, have a mean, Lehutu Rabim, Lehutu Rabim. Maybe the psak is like Rabbi Yudah ben Baba, but he includes not only a bear of rabbin, but even bear of the yachid. Kamash b'la halacha Rabbi Yudah ben Baba, but halacha is like Rabbi Yudah ben Baba. That the only time we say the halacha of pasi berais is only when it's bear and a bear de rabbin. Now our parak until now was talking about pasi berais. The Gemara now will talk about something else, which is a gina or a kafif. We'll see what that means in a moment. Just to define what a gina is and what a kafif is. A gina is an enclosed vegetable garden, and a kafif is an enclosed area outside the city which is used to store wood. We already saw a reference to a gina of a kafif on Yud Ches Malaf in the Mishnah, where the Chum replied to Rabbi Yudah, whose shita was that a pasi berais only works to a maximum size of the base asayim, and they said, like, Omer base asayim, el legin of a kafif bilvad. And Rashi explained over there that these are the prototypical examples of an area that even if it is surrounded by complete mechitzas, even four mechitzas, and these areas are really a rishis yachid raisa. However, midrabanan, since the hekif wasn't originally made to enclose an area that will be used for residential purposes and daily needs of people, this is considered loy hook. Of Ladira, and the maximum size we will allow you to carry in such an area is a base asayim. If the area is larger than a base asayim, we consider it a kamalis, and you can't carry in the space aside from the standard of Dal Amis, like Rishis Ram. And the reason we made this exera is since it looks like Rishis Ram, therefore we didn't want you to carry there. Also, once again, let's remember that a base asayim is 5,000 square amis, like the Chatzai Mishum, which was 50 by 100 amis. Some say we need the space to be 70 2/3, therefore it's a square, and some say it could be exactly 5,000 square amis, even if it would be 50 by Bayhanrin, like we'll see later on in the Gemara. Also, one more point. Even if an area was originally hukal to deer, and therefore it's actually a regular chatzin, you're allowed to use it even more than Beis HaSayim, but then the usage as to the area changed. For example, someone decided to plant a large garden in the right of the area, the status can change, and we consider the entire area a kafif shloi hukal to deer, and you would have this din of Beis HaSayim, like we'll see soon in the Gemara. Now, we just finished with the Mishnah that said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava oimer ein oisim pasen al behar rabbi muvad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was arguing on Rabbi Kiva, and was machman said, you only can have the din of pas b'reis only by a behar, and only a Be'er HaRabim. So now the Mishnah starts again with another Chumra of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and says as follows, V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, another Chumra of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, Hagina v'akafe shein shiv am v'shirayim alayin am v'shirayim, and he gave it an ur kafe, which is 70 ames and a little bit, which like we said before, is 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3, which is square. Hamakavas gedda gavoya asar tfachim, and even if it's completely surrounded by walls that are 10 tfachim high, and therefore they're completely good walls, metaltum teki, you're allowed to carry within it, uvache by shamira or based your oishte. Now, even though we said in the Hakdamah to this Mishnah that there's an idea of loy hukav l'dira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is actually saying, even if it's hukav l'dira, even if there's a shemira, which is a watchman's hut, or a bias which was made for living, or it's smuch l'ir, it's very close to the city, and therefore people come, some say that means 70 and 2/3 amos away from the city, and some say that means 2,000 amos away from the city, which is the size of a mill, which is the Tum Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, in these areas, you still only could use it the amount of a base society and not larger. And Rashi points out, Shemira, Sukkah, Shemira, Ba'afagav, the Hukav Ladira. Rashi calls this Hukav Ladira and base society, Hudashari, Tveloi. And the same thing in Smuch Le'er, Rashi says, the whole Kravel of base society, since it's closest, have Daitel Ishtamish Botamid, his das is to use it constantly, Hukav Ladira, I mean, therefore it's similar like Hukav Ladira. Tyson points out, after asking a few questions to Rashi, then Rashi doesn't mean that's exactly like Hukav Ladira, because if it would be Mamish Hukav Ladira, then of course you can have as much space as you want. There's no limit on base society. He just means that it's hukal v'dira a little bit more than an area that doesn't have any hekel v'dira, no base dira, there's no bias of shemira, and it's not smuch l'ir. Rabbi Yehuda, argues with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and says, "Afila ein ba'al bar v'shiach ma'ar metalch b'teicha." The same din would apply that you're allowed to carry within this area that's a base asayim, as long as there's a bar shiach ma'ar, as long as there's some sort of usage there, it doesn't have to be used as good as a shemira, base dira, or smuch l'ir. Even those things will allow you to use it at least for a base asayim. However, Rabbi Kiva says, "Afila." Rabbi Kiva says, more like we said in Dakdamba, that as long as you have this area, which is 72/3 by 72/3, and it's not Huklif the Dira, and you don't have to have any other requirements, the din is you're allowed to carry it up to a din of Beis HaSayim, again, 72/3 by 72/3, and the Gemara is going to ask, why does Rabbi Kiva have to say, L'chari, we just said that before. Rabbi Leza says, this idea of 72/3 by 72/3, if the length would be larger than the width by even one amma, you can't carry it anymore. It has to be exactly the shear of 72/3 and 72/3. Of course, we're talking where it's exactly a base of time. However, it would be less than base of time, then there wouldn't be a din of having the length and the width be equal. It's a specific case, only b'negea the din of an exact case where it's a base of time exactly. Rabbi Yehuda says, the din of having a calf that only is allowed up to base assignment, it doesn't have to be squared 72/3 by 72/3. Even if it's 50 by 100, that would be allowed because that's exactly like the Chatzai Mishkan, like we explained, which was 50 by 100. Rabbi Leizer says, I heard from Rabbi Leizer that filihi base core, that the shear of a kafif could be even up to a base core, which indicates Rabbi Leizer that he treats a kafif exactly like any other chatzah, and you don't have any shear. That's a maximum amount that you're allowed to carry. Remember that a core is actually 30 sun, therefore it's 15 times larger than a base asayim. V'chein shemati mimenu, I heard another din from him, anchi chatz shachach echmen, v'la'ir basei, osel melachtas lohetziloi, aval lehem mutto. As we know, multiple houses open to a chatz, in order for the owners of each individual home to be able to carry from their own house into a chatz, they're required for all of them to join in the Erev Chatzeres before Shabbos starts. Now, if one of the balabatim, let's call him Reuven, forgets to join in the Erev Chatzeres, then all the members are also to carry, even from their own batim, into the chatz. Now, if on Shabbos, Reuven is then mevatel l'shus. So we look at it as if if he isn't an owner any longer. And we'll get into this further, but we have a gzera that Reuven still can't carry from his bias into the chatzah, or from the chatzah into his own bias, although he could carry from the chatzah into the other member's house as their guest. But the rest of the group can carry even from the chatzah into Reuven's house, or from Reuven's house into the chatzah. I also heard from him that you could be yotzah with the type of amara which grows around a palm tree on Pesach, which is not a standard type of amara. However, I went around to all of his talmidim and went to find if anyone else heard the shita from Rabbi Elazar, and I wasn't able to find it. Zakhtar Gemara, my tongue is the tongue of Void. Generally, when it says Void, it seems that the two dinim have something to do with each other. However, the first din of Rabbi Yehuda ben Barba that we saw before had to passi b'reis, like we explained, that the only time you're allowed to make a passi b'reis is only for Be'er HaRabim. And the din of Rabbi Yehuda ben Barba in our Mishnah has to do with a kafir, has nothing to do with passi b'reis. So, l'chayr, why is it negated to say the words Void am Rabbi Yehuda ben Barba? The Gemara says, Elam, Mishim Tanali Chadol Chumer, Tanay Achwita, Mishmachi Tanay Void. Maybe you could say the word void makes sense because before the first din that he said, B'negeya Pasuk Reis was it's only for Be'er HaRabim, which is a Chumrah, and this din, B'negeya Kafir, is also a Chumrah, and that's why it's appropriate to say, V'oid Am Rabbi Yehuda Ben Barba. V'ekti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanah Lechad al Chumrah, V'ktanah Achriti, V'loi Tani Void. We know Rabbi Yehuda on Yechesim Alef in the Mishnah says, a Chumrah that by Pasuk Reis only works for a maximum area of Beis Tassayim. And then on Chav Beis Alef, he said another Chumrah that also Rabbi Vatna Mechitza, and we still didn't say over there, V'oid Am Rabbi Yehuda. So Lechari, it can't be that that's a Pshat because the two Chumras in a row. The Gemara says, Hasam Afskur Rabban, Hakla Afskur Rabban. I'll tell you the difference. Over there, Rabban responded to Rabbi Yehuda and asked a question, and therefore he broke the flow. Mashen came over here, that one din and Chumra Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba immediately follows the other. That's why we say, V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. But the Gemara asked another question, V'chol Hechad Afskur Rabban, like Tani V'oid, you're saying that anytime there's a Hafsikh Rabban in between a Shita, then we don't say V'oid, Rabbi Leza, the Sukkah, the Afskur Rabban, V'tani V'oid, there's a din of Rabbi Leza that he says in Sukkah that you're obligated to eat 14 Sudas in a Sukkah. And then Rabbi Elazar continues with another din. And we still say V'oidam Rabbi Elazar over there and says Mishaloi Ochel Leil Yotav Rishon Yashlim Leil Yotav Achren. But the point of the Gemara is that you can't tell me that the reason why we say V'oid is because there's no Hefzik of Rabbanim, because we find by Rabbi Elazar it was Hefzik, and we still say V'oidam Rabbi Elazar. So it must be because both din and Rabbi Elazar were relevant to the Dine Suda on Sukkos. Mashenk and Rabbi Yehuda, both din and weren't about the same din, so we don't say V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda. And if so, why do we say V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba if both dinim are completely not about the same dinim at all? So the Gemara answers, Hashem Milsi Yehuda Afsku, Hachem Milsa Achrit Afsku. Really, we say V'oidam based on if there is no Hefzik like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, but in Sukkah, the Hefzik was relevant to the dinim of Rabbi Elazar, and therefore wasn't considered Hefzik. Mashen came by the dinim of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan brought a question that was completely out of left field, out of context, and that is considered a Hefzik, so we didn't say V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara continues with the Shita Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva, Ima, Fila, Imba, Echad, Bekal, Eilim, Atal, Betech, the dinim of Kafav is only if you don't have any of these things inside, and therefore it's not hukla dira at all, then it's a dira of Beis Tassayim. However, if it would actually have batim, potentially, if you would hukla dira, then the dinner would be that you can have as much as you want. So the Gemara continues, the Chav Kimom and Beis. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Kiva, Haim, Tan, Kamo. Let's remember, on Yechesim and Alf, we had in the Mishnah, where the Chachamim replied to Rabbi Yehuda, whose Shita was that Pasimurais only works to a maximum size of a Beis Tassayim, and they said, like Amru Beis Tassayim, El Ginim Vakafim, that a Beis Tassayim was said only relevant to the Ginim Vakafim. It doesn't say over there that there were any batim or any Bayrish or Shikhan over there. It must be exactly like the Shita Rabbi Ukiva that holds that the din of Beis Hasayim is on any Gina and Kafim, no matter what, and it's only up to Beis Hasayim. The Gemara says, Ikab Nao Davamur, the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Tanakam is actually a very small amount, because in Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, he says clearly, now, if you calculate 70 and 2/3 Amis by 72 thirds Amis, it actually comes out to 4,993 square Amis. Now, a Beis Hasayim is actually 50 by 100, which is 5,000 square Amis, and therefore the Rabbanan hold, you can have up to 5,000 square amas. Rabbi Kiva says you only have up to 4,993 square amas, like the Gemara will explain in a moment. The Tanya, like we learned the Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda Emet, David Mu'ud, Yeshal, Shimon Amas, Shirayim, Velay Nesacham, Beshir. That Rabbi Yehuda will hold that generally you need a 70 and 2/3 amas by 72 third amas square for a base of Siam. He says, really, there's more than that on every base of Siam, like we explained, because that's only 4,993 squares, and really a base of Siam is 5,000 square amas. However, the Chum didn't give a share because it was so complicated to carry out or to calculate. Therefore, we said it very clearly as 70 and 2/3 amas by 70 and 2/3 amas. The Gemara says, "V'kama shir? How much is the real shir?" So, sa'im kachatz mishkan, a base of sa'im, which is the chatz mishkan, which is 50 by 100. However, when you go with squares, we don't want to calculate or explain that because it gets too complex. Now, the Gemara asks, "Minani mili?" According to Rabbi Kiva, that says it has to be actually square. If we learn from chatz mishkan that it's actually 5,000 square amas, where does Rabbi Kiva come with this idea that you have to square that off? Amiruda, he has a smachta. Amakras has says the pasuk, "Orech hachatzah meya ba'amah v'reichim chamishim bechamishim." The length of the chatzah mishkan was 100 amos by a width of 50 and 50. What does it mean, 50 and 50? It doesn't make sense. We'll just say v'reichim chamishim amah. It was 50 amos wide. The Gemara says, "Amar Torah tol chamishim v'sav chamishim." The pasuk means to say, of course, the shear of the mishkan is 50 by 100, but when again a dinim that is relevant to Hilchos Shabbos, there is a smachta that's saying to calculate first by taking 50 amos square, which is 2,500 square amos, and then taking the other 50 by 50, which is the leftover area, and distributing it by making equal strips of area spread around the four sides of the square, so you continue to have a complete square, which will ultimately calculate as 70 and 2/3 by 72 third amos square. And Ayin Rashi for explanation exactly how he figures out by making strips of 10 amos wide, etc., which is understandable but very complicated. However, with modern day math, we understand that 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3 calculates out very easily as 4,993 square amos, like we explained before. Now, the whole dinner base of Sinai, but the Gehil Shabbos is only Drabbanan, therefore it's definitely only a smachta. So the Gemara is, Pashto the Krav Mike Siv, even for Rabbi Kiva, what's the Pasuk mean in the Pashto's but the Gehil of Mishkan when it says this extra word Chamishim? Abaya, Hamim Mishkan, Sfas Chamishim, Kneshe Chamishim Amel, Fun of Esim Amel, Chol Ruach Veruach. Abaya explains that the Pasuk's teaching us that although the Chatz is 100 by 50, you wouldn't know exactly where to place the Mishkan. For example, you may think you should place the Mishkan in the center of this area of the Chatz. So Kamash 1, Bechamishim, place the Mishkan starting only at the point where it's 50 amis into the chatzah. So the first 50 by 50 of the chatzah is actually completely empty, and then the Pesach HaMishkan will start at that point. Now, the inner dimension of the Mishkan is 10 by 30 amis, and it will actually cause that there will be exactly 20 amis on each side of the Mishkan. For example, the west, the north, and south of the Mishkan will be, until the climb of the chatzah, it will be exactly 20 amis, and then there will be 50 amis from the Mizrach of the Mishkan until the front of the chatzah. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishkan. Rebbeleza says, if the length was more than width by one amma, you can't be metaltal anymore. There's a shear that has to be an exact square, it seems, because Rabbi Kiva said they need 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3, and Rebbeleza seems to agree with Rabbi Kiva that he needs 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3, just he's saying it can't even be that it's off a little bit on the square. Now, Rabbi Yezi says afterwards, that you're allowed to do, even if it's a 50 by 100, it's not a square, as long as it's a rectangle, like the Chatzah Mishkan, that would be good enough. So Agamar is for Tanya, Rabbi Leza, Eimim Haisa, Okay, yes, I'll Pishtein, Brach, Bafilam, Achas, Eimim, Tatl, Mutaycha. The Brisa doesn't say that Rabbi Leza needs a square. Rabbi Leza actually could use a rectangle. And he just says that the length is more than that. Even by an Amar, it's not an exact rectangle, then the dinja can't carry there. So Rabbi Babai, Kitan, Nam, Rasisan, yes, I'll Pishtein, Brach, Batan. He doesn't mean to say that it was exactly a square like Rabbi Kiva. He actually says that it could be a rectangle. He's saying it then, that it can't be an Amar off of the dimension of a rectangle of 50 by 100. And that's exactly the same shear as Rabbi Yezi, because Rabbi Yezi says it has to be a rectangle. And the Gemara answers, it could be now revur de revur rabbanon. Rabbi Leza holds that the Ikka is for the dimension of a base side to be like the Chatzah Mishkan and to be 50 by 100, but can also be a square, b'di'evan. And Rabbi Yezi holds the opposite way. The Ikka is for the area to be a square, like Rabbi Kiva said, but it's also mutter to carry if the base side is a rectangle of 50 by 100. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yezi, we said in the Mishnah that the 5,000 square amas of the base side doesn't have to be like Rabbi Kiva said, a 70 and 2/3 amma by 70 and 2/3 amma square area, but it can be exactly like the Chatzah Mishkan of 50 by 100. So the Gemara says, Itma Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah Mishmu, Halach Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Bibi, Rabbi Yudah Mishmu, Halach Rabbi Kiva. So Shmuel said to them, first of all, the Halach is like Rabbi Yisi that you could do 50 by 100 rectangle, and also the Halach is a clue like Rabbi Kiva that you could carry in a coffer that is not Hukal Vadira up to a base of Sayim, and if Hukal Vadira could carry as much as you want. V'tavai l'kula, and both dinim are Shmuel l'kula, but Tzricha, we need both dinim. Diyash min Halach Rabbi Yisi, have a min adek Hashem, you are based here, Kamash Mon, Halach Rabbi Kiva. If you'd say only Halach is like Rabbi Yisi, you think even though you could have a rectangle, but you might think in order to carry it, you at least need a shemira or a base dira, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said, Kamash Mon, Halach is like Rabbi Kiva, that you don't need anything there. Biyash min Halach Rabbi Kiva, have a min adek Hashem, you would think that the Halach is like it has to be a square and it can't be 50 by 100. Kamash Mon, Halach Rabbi Yisi, that even if it's going to be a rectangle of 50 by 100, that's going to be good enough to carry as a base of Sayim, and we'll stop over here.